Penguin Audio presents The Wandering Fire by Guy Gavriel Kay. Read by Simon Vance. What has gone before? In The Summer Tree, it was told how Lauren Silvercloak and Matt Sorin, a mage and his magical source from the High Kingdom of Brennan in the world of Fionnavar, induced five people from our own world to cross with them to Fionnavar. Their ostensible purpose was to have the five participate in the festivities attendant on the celebration of the 50th year of the reign of Ailel, the High King. In fact, there were darker premonitions underlying the mage's actions. In Brennan, a brutal drought was afflicting the kingdom. Ailel's older son, Aileron, had already been exiled for cursing his father's refusal to allow him to sacrifice himself on the summer tree in an attempt to end the drought. In Fionnavar, the five strangers quickly found themselves drawn into the complex tapestry of events. Kim Ford was recognized by the ancient seer Isan as the successor she had prophetically dreamt. Kim was initiated into the knowledge of the seers by the water spirit Ailathan and presented with a Bilewrath, the war stone that Isan had been guarding. As a gesture of ultimate sacrifice, Isan used Lokdal, the magic dagger of the dwarves, to kill herself, but not before tracing a symbol on the brow of the sleeping Kim, which action enabled her to make of her own soul a gift for Kimberly.